it was replaced, to the extent that it was replaced at all, by Christian monasteries. The founder of the dominant form of Christian monasticism lived from 480 to 547. His name was Benedict of Nursia, and in large part what he did was he was himself a Roman aristocrat, retook and reformulated Roman traditions of government and even the traditions of the Roman legions, and reformulated them into a process by which orderly monastic communities could be governed. The Roman tradition of order lived on, in other words, in the church after it had died outside the church. And inside these cells, like mitochondria in the body, inside these cells, what remained in the West of Greek culture and Roman culture and Hebrew culture was transmitted not only in manuscripts, but institutionally to the later Middle Ages, when in the figures of writers like Dante and St. Thomas Aquinas, they reached full and totally integrated expression and served as a springboard for the various forms of modernism which have brought us to our own day. Faith and reason working in conjunction. Systematic rationality at work, in other words, from the Greeks on all aspects of human existence, culminating, as in Plato or Plotinus, in a vision of God as origin and ruler of all, encouraging, as from the Hebrews, an ethic of compassion and a sense of righteousness, and as in Christian tradition, a kind of universal benevolence, and ordering all of this within an intellectual context and with a view towards formulating political institutions which embodied Roman notions of balance and of law. By now, all of the strands have come together, and it is from that foundation that we, in the ensuing years, have taken our own wandering course. So where does that leave us? What do the foundations of Western culture look like? In a way, we can think of them, as we conclude here, as a series of fruitful oppositions or tensions, as values which are powerful in their own right, but all the more powerful in fruitful conjunction with values which, pressed to an extreme, would work in opposition, but conjoined generate a sum that's greater than its parts, a kind of dynamism, a kind of energy that has been characteristic of Western culture from its foundation, which proved strong enough to inoculate it in its Benedictine strongholds through a long cultural winter, and powerful enough when the winter ended to lead to the luxuriant growth that we enjoy around ourselves now. On the one hand, from the Romans, order and a communal ethic in fruitful interaction with a commitment to individual freedom, stemming largely from the Greeks. An ethic of arete and achievement on the one hand, Greek again, in conjunction with an ethic of compassion and universal goodwill, stemming from Hebrew and from Christian tradition alike. A commitment to the importance of faith, stemming from Hebrew and Christian tradition, with a commitment to the importance of reason and rational analysis, stemming from Greek tradition. All of those working in conjunction, in mutually self-fructifying and self-fertilizing ways, are the foundation of the West. Thank you very much. There we conclude the foundations of Western civilization. Let me invite you, if anything has particularly caught your interest, to read on or to undertake another course focused more narrowly on Greece or Rome or religious questions or what have you. Again, thank you.
Now that you've completed this course, be sure to test your comprehension by taking the final exam. You'll find the exam on this course's webpage at www.modernscholar.com. If you've enjoyed this program, the Modern Scholar series features many more fascinating courses spanning the academic curriculum and taught by renowned professors. An excellent complement to this course would be A History of Ancient Rome, taught by Professor Francis Titchener of Utah State University. This course, produced by John J. Alexander, is copyrighted 2003 by Recorded Books, LLC. The lecture text is copyrighted 2003 by Timothy B. Schutt. The lectures were recorded under the direction of Matthew Kavner.